says it, I don't have the sefer. It's being held captive by Mincha. So the Rosh, the next day, is in Kuptalad, talks about this idea of do not be loisernu as an offering. Do not do a nos moment to a goy, because ein lechonoch v'shein leshor, eventually he's going to have an opportunity in his life to be on the ascent. So you might feel right now that he's a lowly fellow and he can't do anything to you. But at some point he will have his moment of ascent. Ve'evrosom shmura netzach, based on a pasuk in Novi, it says by Esav that ve'evrosom his hatred lasts forever. So they don't forget. So it ain't worth it. So even though halachically you might tell me that it's mutter, there's no iser of an os moment by a goy, but it's not something which is worth it. That's the point of the Rosh. A lot to talk about that. There's a lot of different thoughts. I think Bechal, maybe we'll do this in more than one session. One is Bechal, the attitude that we should have towards non-Jews. Trying to put that in perspective. And of course, there's a spectrum of understanding in that, you know, from the approach of the chagoy, the gooey, you know, to like, you know, the mean, you know, like, you know, he's the Telem Elohim, you know, so where are we holding that? But this is the kuda of doing a no to a goy. Could be with an os moment, could be an os devorim. There's a fascinating smag. The Be'er Gadol quotes Rav Volba in Adashar Chayla Beis quotes this piece that he talks about the responsibility of the Yidden to be Mamish Oiskehalten, and perfectly honest in their dinimominous interactions with the Goyim, because of the element of the Chil Hashem, which potentially will happen when Mashiach comes. And the Goyim are going to say that the Rosh Hashanah, for these conniving, thieving Jews, you brought Mashiach. Turn this Chil Hashem, it's going to take place when Mashiach comes. For these dirty Jews, okay, let's say it straight, right? So the goy who has an attitude about the Jews, no matter what, you know, so Mashiach comes, he's going to rethink his attitude. But the points where they have good points, there's nothing to rethink. So the idea of that sort of like we can ignore the impact that we're having, it's a very difficult issue. And you know we're trying to understand what we can do. We're not going to change in this little room over here. We're not going to change the overall society, but each person on their own, the interface that they have with the goy, can be an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem. Now, the Ikur Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara, the Kiddush Hashem is not specifically to non-Jews. I don't know, it could be the Ikur Kiddush Hashem is to Jews. The din that a person is a chiv, to Moshe Nefesh, a Kiddush Hashem, but for Hesia, for any mitzvah, when it's for Hesia, it's only by 10 Jews. If they're non-Jews, that doesn't apply. So, I mean, the Pasuk of Kiddush, the Ikur Pasuk of Kiddush Hashem is not by the Goyim, it's by the Yidden. The Rambam, when he talks about Kiddush Hashem, talks about three different categories of Kiddush Hashem. One of them is this idea of a person of stature maintaining himself in an appropriate way. So the Talmud Chacham has a chiyuv, he has an element of Kiddush Hashem, or the opposite of Chil Hashem, when he acts in a way which is not befitting the office that he's in. Yidden are in that office, vis-a-vis the Goyim. So that din of Kiddush Hashem, I think the Rambam is saying, that applies. That's what we have to be aware of. The Rav Hirsch takes it a step weiter. Rav Hirsch says, it's not like a bidi yavid. Listen, Betzim, we're doing our own thing, and they're doing their own thing, and just don't mess up. Right? But it's more that he develops a very strong theme at multiple places that the part of the responsibility of the Yidden is to be Or LaGoyim, is to be a light unto the nations, to give them understanding. Right? The Rambam, fascinatingly, touches on such an idea in one place, but the idea that the role that the Yidden play in the world is to bring the awareness of the elements of Emunah, etc., to the Bria. So why is it also to teach Torah to Goyim? Well, that, you have to define what that means. I just got a shayla last night. A person works in Kirov, and a person contacted them about they have questions, they wanted to learn Hebrew, and they asked questions. After he finished committing to the person, he realized that the person was not Jewish. So he wanted to know what are his halachas about vis-a-vis teaching Torah to Goyim. So Hashem and Tzimnei Noach, you can teach the Goyim. They have to know that. The finding Hashem and Tzimnei Noach is not as simple as it reads. There's only seven mitzvahs, right? That they have to know what to do with the Maisa. So there's a lot of halachic elements of those seven mitzvahs. Yediyas Hashem and those type of things that goes on Betzim, it goes into the, a lot of some places well, like you teach them Torah Shabbat Biksav because the main Yisardis of understanding Kosh Baruch Hu, etc. are there, and that applies to Goyim as well to Yidden. There's a Chupas Ramah. Chupas Ramah holds that the Goyim are mitzvah to make dinim. So the mitzvah the dinim that they have to make are dinim HaTorah. They should make up their own system. Like, why is their system better? The most honest, true system is the system of the Torah. So the key to make dinim is to make dinim which are right, quote unquote. So define right. Well, the right means the Torah's way. So he learns that they can't make up any system. Most poskim will not like that. So as long as they make up a valid legal system and they stick to it, that's called the bringing time their lach of dinim. According to the Ramoy, they have to keep dinim Torah. So according to the Ramoy, they can learn Chosh Mishpat. They learn all the Chosh Mishpat Pashto. You know, or the vast majority of Chosh, but they're a lot older. So that should keep them busy for a few years. You know, so you just learn this, come back when you have any. And you know, there's some valid questions. I saw an article by Rabbi Kaganoff. He got the following shaila. So there's a lach of blius on kalim. If you have a non-kosher food. And the keli, so the tam is there and the das is the food. Would you cook it afterwards? So Goy asked him, is there dinner of Lias and every menachai? Goy can't eat every menachai. Can eat trape, but can't eat every menachai. So if you cook every menachai in a pot, then you cook not every menachai in the pot, not kosher trape of food, right? Regular trape of food, is he allowed to eat it? Because there's child of Lias. That's a good question, right? Is there din bittul b'roiv? He asked them, like, you know, is there din bittul b'shishim? And every menachai. So every menachai is like this weirdest thing. Who eats every menachai? Well, why are you worried about every menachai? So he says, the halacha, which the Mor says, is that if when you kill the animal, as long as the animal is still being mefarches, it's still jerking around, it's still having that movement, it's considered chai like every menachai. So any meat which is cut off before that finishes is called every menachai. They immediately start, as soon as they kill the animal, they immediately start taking off the meat. So it's not clear that the meat which is being sold in the supermarkets is not every menachai. So this guy pointed out to Rabbi Kaganoff, so he gets meat, you know, at his own home. He knows that it's not every menachai. But he's not sure what's out there and whether you're allowed to eat or not, so he can't eat out. He only eats strafe in. He doesn't eat in restaurants because he has a shiloh. It's every menachai blias in the kalim. So he only eats trefin. That was a great line. But so there's a lot to learn. You can teach them, right? But Arla Goyim means that, you know, but a dogma of how a human being is supposed to act. They also have the responsibility to act in a way which is yosher. It's not, you know, they can do everything as long as it's a letter of the law, it's okay. There's a spirit of a law concept by Goy also, according to, and the Yid has to represent that. We're not necessarily the best at that sometimes. That's a real concern. That, you know, the difficulties of making a pranasa have led the Yidden to do many things which are along throughout the generations, which are dubious. And usually it's fueled by the argument, well, they've been bad to us, we can be bad to them, type of an attitude. In Europe, I can understand the attitude. The problem is, if you apply it in America, it becomes really very problematic. Because, America is not, for the most part, treating Jews in a bad way. That we right to say, well, it's a two-way street. You treat us like that, we'll treat you like that. But that attitude persists, and it's a real problem. So this nakuda of that there's an Ehrlichkeit which is required in interface with Goyim, that's a significant point. The next step is Bechlal. How do you relate them as human beings, as people? What's the correct attitude? We'll talk about the Bez Hashem on Sunday.